You're listening to SBS News.
An international team of investigators into the July 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over eastern Ukraine says there's new evidence that links between Russia and separatists in the region were closer than previously thought. The joint investigation team has issued a fresh appeal for witnesses and revealed details of secure communications between Russian officials and rebels in the Donetsk People's Republic rebel group in eastern Ukraine. Andy Krag is head of the Central Criminal Investigations Division for the Dutch police.
We showed that the armed group in Donetsk was in contact with Russian government officials about military support. Recent analysis of witness statements and other information revealed that Russian influence on the DPR went further than military support. Ties between Russian officials and DPR leaders appear to have been much closer. Today, the JIT releases a further series of recorded conversations.
He says further to the June prosecutions in absentia of four suspects, the investigation is continuing to look into others involved.
The joint investigation team makes a new call for witnesses in the criminal investigation of the downing of flight MH17 on July the 17th, 2014. The JIT wants to know who controlled the rebel leadership in Donetsk and who commanded the deployment of the Buck Taylor.
David Nelson, Senior Investigations Officer at the Australian Federal Police, says contacts between Russia and the rebels intensified in the first half of July 2014.
In addition to regular telephones, the rebels used secure means of communication. A number of these seemed to be provided by the Russian Federation and, moreover, used by Russian top officials in their contact with the fighters. On our website, jitmh17.com, you'll find the series of numbers that they used. And we released recorded conversations they had about administrative, financial, and military business.
In one of the recordings, the former separatist leader Alexander Borodoy is heard saying, "I'm carrying out orders and protecting the interests of the one and only state, the Russian Federation." The team says these indications for close ties between Russian government officials and leaders of the DPR raise questions about a possible involvement in the deployment of the Buck Taylor, which brought down Flight MH17 on July the 17th, 2014. Mr. Nelson has appealed for witnesses to come forward, saying the JIT website has details of how to contact its witness protection program.
The JIT is looking for witnesses who could share information about those who controlled the rebel leadership in Donetsk and commanded the deployment of the Buck Taylor. Of course, we are also still interested in more information about the identity of the crew of the Buck Taylor.
Russia has repeatedly denied any involvement in the incident, in which 193 Dutch citizens were killed, along with 43 Malaysians and 27 Australians. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova has dismissed the joint investigation team's evidence.
The verdict, the sentence, had been handed down immediately, and the rest is about adjusting evidence in accordance with what the group you mentioned considers being in favour of the prosecution tactics.
Sunil Awosti, SBS News.